Legal experts are warning that routine strip searches being carried out across New South Wales could be unlawful. A new report published by the University of New South Wales has found there's been an almost 20-fold increase in strip searches since 2006. By law, strip searches are only meant to be used as a last resort, but the report has found police are not always meeting the legal criteria. Victoria Pengilly has this report.
Crystal Smithers is a self-described music festival fanatic. The 21-year-old from Western Sydney estimates she's attended 30 different hardstyle festivals in the past 3 years.
Just the music and, like, everyone getting together for the music, they're just a really good, like, there's a good vibe.
But it's not always fun. There's another side to those music festivals.
Been strip searched about 6 different times or different festivals. The police usually walk the dog near me. Dog never really indicates, but they pull you aside anyway, and then they take you back to be strip searched.
During the worst experience, Crystal claims she was made to strip naked piece by piece, bend down and squat, all while she was on her period.
I was made to take my clothes off completely, squat, and told I'd have to take my tampon out if they believed I had something concealed inside me.
The female officer didn't follow through, and Crystal has told us no drugs have ever been found on her, but she says she was left feeling deeply humiliated and embarrassed. By law, a strip search is only meant to be carried out as a last resort where the circumstances are serious and urgent. But a joint report released today from the University of New South Wales and Redfern Legal Centre has found strip searches like the ones Crystal said she was made to endure could be unlawful. Lead author of the report, Dr. Vicky Centre, says searches are routinely used in non-urgent circumstances.
In many cases, police aren't turning their minds to the legal criteria for conducting a strip search. Only 30% of all strip searches result in criminal charges. Of those 30%, the vast majority, 82%, are for possession of a drug. Now, possession of a drug on its own doesn't warrant a serious and urgent circumstance.
The report details specific police findings, such as asking people to remove parts of their clothing and to squat and cough to dislodge secret items in their body, which could be an abuse of police powers.
A strip search is not meant to be a cavity search. It's only meant to be a visual search. There's no specific legal provision in New South Wales authorising police to conduct the procedure known as squat and cough. And in New South Wales, a cavity search is defined as a forensic procedure and only a court can order it.
Sam Lee is a solicitor at Redfern Legal Centre, which commissioned the report. The centre has found a sharp rise in the amount of people seeking legal services after being strip searched. And while strip searches are meant to be carried out in private areas and away from prying eyes, Sam Lee says it's commonplace for searches to take place at train stations.
For me, there's nothing private about a public train station. Now, unfortunately, we have found in the cases coming before our legal centre is that these safeguards have not been applied.
And she's calling for urgent reform to the guidelines and training provided to officers on the ground.
We have heard that the police are looking at updating their training and education procedures in regards to strip searches, but that's not enough. It's time to change the law.
But that may not come soon enough for Crystal.
It's made me really hesitant to go to future events just because I don't want to have to deal with it. I don't want to have to be pulled aside and strip searched and it ruined my whole night. Like, it'd just be easy to stay home and not go.
A New South Wales police spokesperson said police training in strip searches is reinforced in a number of forums throughout an officer's career. Police officers do not enjoy carrying out strip searches, the spokesperson said, but it is a power that has been entrusted to us and searches reveal drugs and weapons. The Minister for Police, David Elliott, did not respond to requests for an interview and did not answer specific questions. In a statement, he said strip searches are governed by a comprehensive legislative framework, which includes key safeguards and additional guidance to maintain the privacy and dignity of individuals, especially minors.
Victoria Pengilly ending that report.